Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Always a pleasure. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out our blog and my newsletter. Subscribe to it while you're there. It's free. Comes on Sunday afternoon. And check out all the other good stuff, including our Brain Trust members, including the books that are offered there that we recommend to you. Stephen Spinelli Jr., ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And our new friend Stephen is Vice Provost for Entrepreneurship and Global Management at Babson College. Now, that Babson College thing probably is ringing a little bit of a bell in your mind right now. You're thinking, yeah, Babson College, I've heard of those people. Well, and you're saying, where have I heard of those people? Well, you've heard about them right here, because about 7 years ago, something called a Global Entrepreneurial Monitor. I'm not even sure that year that's what they called it. But they produced an international report on entrepreneurship, and I started telling you about it immediately. I found it, and I was so excited about it. It was a watershed event. I started telling you who the players were in that, and since then we've gotten to know people like Patty Green and many other people at Babson College and their friends who are part of this. And one of the people who is involved in this is Stephen Spinelli, and he's here to talk to us about the 7th annual Global Entrepreneurial Monitor. Stephen, welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, and thank you again. Thank you. I'm saying again because I've thanked other people from your organization. Thank you again for the important work that you guys do for entrepreneurship, and especially for this document, the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor.
Well, you know, at Babson, we think that entrepreneurship is really, you know, they call them business schools. I think we ought to be calling them entrepreneurship schools.
I agree.
You know, the world is about finding opportunities and about understanding the nature of opportunity and taking action on those opportunities to improve the human condition, and that's what we ought to be teaching. And that's what we do with that. I mean, we're pretty fanatical about the whole entrepreneurship.
Well,
everything is entrepreneurship.
We need more fanatical entrepreneurs instead of just more fanatics.
Yeah, well, You're absolutely right. Wonderfully stated.
Well, and all right, tell the audience let's get into the monitor a little bit, because as I say, I did for years. Stephen, I was doing this by myself before I really knew you guys. I'm talking about 99, 2000, 2001, before I really got to know you guys. I was doing what we're doing right now. I was telling my audience about the findings, and these are, in my opinion, the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor is a watershed, not only a document, but a body of work.
Well, thank you. It really is. It was a brainchild of a great mentor of mine at Babson, a guy named Bill Bygrave, who's been in entrepreneurship forever.
Bill's been on the show before.
I know he has, and mm-hmm. speaks highly of it. You know, he's been an entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur educator. He's been involved for 40 or 50 years, believe it or not, in the subject. And he said, you know, we take a look at the activities of, you know, the jobless rate, the attitude of consumers, the productivity. We look at all this stuff. Why isn't anybody looking at how people are starting businesses and if people are starting businesses and the amount of capital available? So why don't we monitor that kind of activity? And that's when he came up with the brainchild of the GEM report, the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. And it started with a couple of folks getting together to take a look at how you would do that. And last year, we had 37 countries participate in Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, each country collecting data on their countries and then consolidating into a global report. I work on specifically the U.S. report, but we've got now data for 37 different countries over a 7-year period, and next year will be over 40 countries that are
mm-hmm.
People got the message that you've got to understand what this is. They not only understand that, but I think the public policymakers are starting to get it. They're starting to say, wait a minute, if we don't pay attention to this, then it won't happen. Or at the very least, if we don't pay attention, we're getting in the way of it.
Right.
We got to get out of the way.
Right. which the report, folks, one of the things, as an example, what the report showed was the contribution, the impact of entrepreneurship on the strength of any country's economy. If you have high entrepreneurship, then your economy was either strong or getting stronger. If you had low entrepreneurship, then you were probably foundering. I remember one of the first things I remember about the 99 report was that of the 15, I guess it was, industrialized nations, the least entrepreneurial culture in that group was the one that was also in a 10-year recession, and that was Japan.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And the country that had the highest, the most fertile entrepreneurial soil, had the strongest economy, and that was the United States. You won't be surprised to learn. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages with our new friend Stephen Spinelli. He's with Babson College, and we're talking about you, ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneurs. Sweet Baby James, ladies and gentlemen.
Window down and trouble, and you need a helping hand.
When you're down and troubled,
and nothing,
and you need a helping hand, I know what you do, small business owners. You turn on the Small Business Advocate Show. I know that's what you do. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Stephen Spinelli, Jr. is our guest. He's with the Babson College. He's actually Vice Provost for Entrepreneurship and Global Management there. We're talking about the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor that they produce now in their seventh year, with help from a lot of different people. Right, Stephen?
With the help from a whole lot of people, yeah. There are probably now over 250 people involved in the research on the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor across the world.
That's a lot of folks, and you know, one of the things. Well, I'll tell you what. Give us a rundown of some of the things you guys have discovered since you've been doing this. What are some things that you learned? Let's say in this report that you think is notable about entrepreneurs around the world.
Yeah, it's really an interesting time. After end of 2000, and with the 9/11 problem and the recession that followed, and all the angst, we saw probably the lowest level of entrepreneurial activity in a long time. Then what's been interesting is the steady incline of entrepreneurial activity in the United States, and the growing gap between the United States and other nations. I think this year we are at or above pre-9/11 levels of entrepreneurial activity. And growing pretty substantially.
Well, and that what you just said makes perfect sense, Stephen, because there were established businesses that were trying to survive post 9/11 for a couple of years there. Nobody had any pricing power, therefore nobody had any cash flow, et cetera, et cetera. And so to start a new business was not the kind of appetite to start a new business in those days.
Yeah, and what we've seen is that appetite has come back pretty strongly, and it's really interesting. Those companies that did survive, their attitude toward growth is substantially increased from what it's been over the last 6 or 7 years.
And they're more fundamentally sound.
And the level of competitiveness in the United States is higher than any other country. We get strong by being competitive. And we encourage that competitiveness, and that gives us a national advantage over other countries. A lot of people can take real note of this. Public policymakers need to pay attention. If you get out of the way of entrepreneurs and let them compete, the marketplace really answers a lot of questions.
So here's my question to you, Stephen. As we share this information with these other countries, and the evidence that you just gave us, stands out like a beacon, like a strobe light. What are these other countries doing with that information? I know what France does with it. France denies it and tries to create something different instead of trying to take what we've learned and grow from that. I mean, I've heard Deville Pine and Chirac talk about, you know, they don't want American type capitalism. They want to create something else. So forget France. I think they're lost to the world. What about the rest of these other countries? Do they get this, or are they saying, you know, are they just denying that America is real?
We're starting to get a lot of traction in affecting the public policy attitude. You know, for the first time this year, there's been a number of Arab countries that have translated the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor into Arabic. Hmm. Jordan, for the first year.
Good for them.
They're starting to get the message that, you know, a growing economy with aspirations for improving the human condition is a happier, more productive set of citizens, and probably a more peaceful one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see, you know, we see that in the United Kingdom. We're getting more and more public policy impact in the United Kingdom. We've seen it in Chile and in Argentina and in Brazil. There's a big public policy movement in Brazil to understand entrepreneurship. The first public policy conference on entrepreneurship focusing on the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor is going to happen next spring in Brazil because of this document. It's almost undeniable now that an entrepreneurial economy is one that is strong and growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear all that good news, because as you and I talked about off the air, Stephen, in the short run, with regard to terrorism, in the short run, we just have to catch and find and incarcerate or kill these intolerant people who have so much hatred and evil in their hearts. But in the long run, the babies are the ones we have to save, the unborn even. For the rest of this century, we have to give these disaffected people something to believe in other than some kind of intolerance. We've got to give them something that they see, well, if I do a little work, I can own something, and I can live a better life and have peace and tranquility for my children. And we've got to build that into the culture, not just to the marketplace. Stephen, am I right about that?
Well, you know, one of the great things about entrepreneurship is it comes from the spirit of individuals. There's a collective understanding in sort of the invisible hand of the marketplace.
Right.
But if it doesn't well up in the individual, if there isn't an aspiration, a hope, and a desire to make a better life, then it doesn't happen. And it's one of the reasons I love teaching entrepreneurship is mm-hmm. I touch people. And those people can have this hugely scaled or leveraged impact. We touch a few people in the right countries, they can have an incredible impact on it. And the governments need to understand this, too. They need to not be in the way of those people, but to help them.
That's exactly right. Stand by. I'll give us the website where we can find the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor, Stephen.
You can find it at the Babson website.
Give it to us. That's babson.edu. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, buddy.
Babson.edu, I think. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Stephen Spinelli, Jr. right after these messages. Stay with us.
Things we've done together while our hearts were young. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Stephen Spinelli, our newest member of our Brain Trust. He's with the Babson College. And give us that website again, Stephen, please.
www.babson.edu.
That's B-A-B-S-O-N.
B-A-B-S-O-N. Then just go to Entrepreneurship, and you'll see Research and the Entrepreneurial Monitor, and all our reports are on there from... I think from 2000 on, you can get just about anything you want. And there's also individual reports for the United States, so you can really dig into
right.
that, too. A lot of good
stuff. What have you learned about entrepreneurs? Well, tell us some more things you've learned. You have something called you call high-potential entrepreneurs. Who are they?
Yeah, we really look at two big buckets of entrepreneurs. Those we call the necessity entrepreneurs, driven by, gosh, you know, I got to feed my kids. I got to sell something.
Right. Right.
And those
I was one of those guys in 1989.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was downsized.
that's you know, it's a tough road. But you know what we find is that a lot of those people that get into the second bucket, which is the opportunity based, where they say, "Wait a minute, I see an opportunity to do something special." That there's a need out there that isn't being met in a way that maybe I can. And we're seeing the amount of people who are opportunity-based that are saying, wait a minute, this is an interesting way to live your life, to look at the world as a set of opportunities and to seize one of those opportunities and create value from that for customers and for themselves and for families and for their countries. And we're seeing that attitude toward value creation as a growing phenomenon everywhere, but in particular in the United States. The other thing we learned, this is really interesting, is that in the United States, it actually takes less capital to start a business than in any of the other G7 countries.
Why is that?
I think there's two reasons. One, I think our level of education about what entrepreneurship is, even though still in its infancy, is greater than any other country.
That's what I call the entrepreneurial soil.
Well, you know, that's wonderful. What a great term that is. It is richer and more fertile than the other G7 nations. I'm just absolutely convinced of that. And so we use our money more parsimoniously. We understand that every penny is precious and has to, you know, have a return. The other thing we're seeing is that there are increasing levels of capital available for both in informal sense and in a formal sense. The informal investors, the angel investors, and the venture capitalists are all increasing in the amount of capital available. This is a really interesting, special time for entrepreneurship.
There's also much lower barrier to entry. In some countries, you can't just wander in and say, I want to open up a business account in a bank like you can here.
Well, you know, we did, this is a different study that I looked at, one of our professors at Babson did, and he measured the amount of time it took to get any kind of business license, whatever that generic term might mean, or whatever. In the United States, it was under 48 hours.
Yeah.
In some countries, it was as long as 48 days.
Yeah, months.
You know, that's a big difference. You know?
I've interviewed people in other countries when I've traveled abroad, Stephen, and these people are so heroic. The things that they've gone through, the taxes that they pay in Sweden and Italy and places like that, it's unbelievable, the barrier to entry for those people, the regulations that they've got to go through, the hoops they've got to jump through, all the silly socialistic things that they have to do just to open up their business. And only the really dedicated people do it.
Yeah, and, you know, when we look at the amount of entrepreneurial activity that's happening in the United States versus the other G7s, we're basically double the number of people looking and working on starting a business in the United States than any of those other industrialized nations.
I believe it.
That's an advantage.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, in Italy, for example, they had to lay off a bunch of people in the government. And Fiat laid a bunch of people off a couple of years ago. And the people said to their employers, former employers, what do we do now? And they said, go start a small business.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think they've been reading the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor.
Or listening to your show.
I'm serious. I mean, I think, folks, when Stephen says that these countries are paying attention to this monitor, I think, I mean that. I mean, I don't have any direct evidence, Stephen, but I believe that they're hearing this, and we've got to get this message out, and I'm going to do my part as often as we can. Stephen, I think there's a lot more that you could teach us about this new GEM report. Will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
A guy like you, I'd talk to you any day.
Stephen Spinelli, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Stephen, for being here. And thanks for all you do for small businesses.
You're a gentleman. You too, buddy.
Stephen Spinelli. By the way, folks, that's Babson, BABSON.edu, where you can find this the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.